Orlando Davis is program director and morning host for Wild 94.1 FM.
The Bay's party station, Wild 94.1.
Last year after the shooting, Davis got permission from his general manager to break format and have a long discussion about Trayvon Martin's death.
And I said, well, can I stop the music? And he says, okay. And I said, can we move the commercials? And he said, yes. And we did a nice three-hour forum with the Hillsborough prosecutor, Felix Vega, with Eric Dagans, with a psychologist who came in and kind of talked about the kind of emotional side of dealing with this as far as a culture. And we took calls and we just, you know, really felt that it was important for us to get in front of it because we felt like Trayvon or people who are like Trayvon listened to our station.
Throughout the trial, Davis has been discussing the case on the air. He explains the legal proceedings to his listeners and encourages them to call in. He knows the dialogue might sound different on other stations.
You hear people on different talk venues saying, well, they are, you know, they, when this these things happen, they riot and they come through and tear up the, you know, the community. And the proverbial they're referring to is me on many different levels. I'm a black young man and I'm also a hip hop head, you know, so I could be any one of those theys and I've never rioted, nor will I.
Just in case some folks don't take Davis's approach, the city of Sarasota plans to be prepared. This morning, the police department held a press conference announcing that it's working on a response plan in anticipation of the Zimmerman verdict. Police Chief Bernadette DePino stood flanked by the president of the Sarasota NAACP and other community leaders. Across the bay in St. Petersburg, race riots erupted back in 1996 after a white police officer shot and killed an 18-year-old black man during a traffic stop. Still, the city's police department says it has no special plans for the Zimmerman verdict. Department spokesman Bill Proffitt called such questions, quote, race-baiting journalism, unquote, and said it was, quote, insulting to our community, unquote, to suggest violence could occur. As for Davis at the radio station, when the verdict is announced, he might discuss it on air, but
I don't think we're going to pack up and go to Sanford.
One group that is planning to pack up and go to Sanford is the St. Petersburg chapter of the Uhuru Movement. Chimurenga Waller is secretary of the organization.
We fight for the democratic rights of African people, black people, as many of us call ourselves. And we want to expose what we call a counterinsurgency war against black people.
The group's office is in South St. Pete, also called Midtown, a community with a history of racial tension. Members have been canvassing the neighborhood with flyers advertising a demonstration at the Seminole County Courthouse. They're heading out tomorrow morning.
Do you have a prediction for the verdict?
Yeah. I think he's going to be found not guilty.
So is that why the flyer says demonstration? If you thought he was going to be found guilty, would there still be a demonstration planned?
Probably, because I don't believe that the justice system has the ability to give Trayvon Martin justice. It can't, because it has historically been an enemy of black people.
Back at Wild 94.1, Davis is taking a different approach. Earlier this week, he urged listeners to follow his lead when the verdict is announced.
I said, if you listen to me and my vote counts, I would ask that you wouldn't partake in any of that unrest because it's just unsafe and it kind of builds up the more the stereotypes that the proverbial they refer to.
With emotions running high as the verdict looms, perhaps the best response is to follow the advice of a Twitter hashtag that's already trending. Keep calm for Trayvon. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Dalia Colon in St. Petersburg.